Okay, so let's go into a little bit what's called a mum. So halacha vav is very important, very straightforward. Reish lamed beis siv vav. Kol sheiskimu alav b'nei ha-medina shehu mum shemachzirin boi mekach. Ze machzirin. V'chol sheiskimu alav she'ein ha-mum harei ze einoi machzir boi. Elein pirish shekol noisiv and noisin stam aminag ha-medina hu saimech. So he says over here that a mum is something that the derech ha'olam is to be makbid on. Okay? So that's very important. So now, whether this is a mum to mevatel the mekach is based on the minhag ha'medina. However, if you're medayik the lashon, there's one word over here that's very important. There's one diak. There's a diak over here that's very important. It says, Kol shehiskimu alav b'nei ha-medina shehu mum shemachzirin boi ha-mekach. In other words, the mum has to be that it's the minhag ha-medina is that people are makbid enough that they're machzir the mekach. Now this leads us into that there's two types of mumim. There's mumim that people are makbid on lechatchila, and there are mumim that people are makbid on b'diavad. Right? When I'm looking for something, yeah, look, lechatchila, I'm not going to buy this type of thing or buy that because it's not really what I'm looking for. It's missing this, or it's a little dented there, or it's a little scratched there, or it's missing a feature or something like that. So I wouldn't lechatchila buy that. That's true. However, what happens, there's a whole nother threshold of mumim that I'm makbid on that mum to the point that I would go and be chayzer on the mekach. I would come back and return the item. It's a whole nother level. Okay? So the mum to be mevatel the mekach, let's say now, I'm a particular type of guy. I'm very particular. I don't want anything even with a scratch. Now most people, if they're choosing a new brand new item, they see a scratch, they'll tell the guy, you have a different one without the scratch. But if they come home and they buy and they see the scratch, no, they're going to move on. So there is the derech ha'olam to be makbid, but it's not the derech ha'olam to be makbid and mevatel the sale. So am I allowed to go ahead and be mevatel the sale now? But I found a mum that there is a derech ha'olam on it, but there's no derech ha'olam to be makbid on it to mevatel the sale. So that meduyik in the Shulchan Aruch that would not qualify as a mum to mevatel the sale, because he says kol shehiskimu alav b'nei ha-medina shehu mum shemachzirin boi mekach. It has to be that the mum is a mum that people are machzir because of that mum, and that's not the case in a scratch. A scratch is not the type of mum that people are machzir because of it, and therefore that wouldn't be considered a mum for this purpose.
If the type of stores want of a moment, for example, you have stores that are scratch and dents.
Okay, so then that's poshut.
Every single scratch and dent, or you know coming into it, really
don't... L'chaira, something which is nicker on the outside, which is what they're telling you, l'chaira, then that's your responsibility to check it over.
But the motor doesn't work, does it?
What?
The motor doesn't work, does it?
Right, if it's an internal problem that you don't know about, then you're not being makabel that. But when you're going in lechatchila to
that kind of a store, they're telling you it's a huge sign, as is, like
scared scratch and dent.
Okay, so we're gonna learn about as is in the next sif. So, on the site it's working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, so the. The shot is like this. However, let's say it's a scratch, and the derech of the scratch is that people are makbid lechatchil b'nap b'dieved. So if it's a scratch that people are makbid on lechatchil b'nap b'dieved, even though it won't constitute a mekach tois, but it will constitute, oh no, it will lower the value, And therefore, lechatchila, of course, the moicher has to tell you about it. Okay? So that means, if there's something wrong, the moicher has to be megala. That's called geder oina. Oina means the sale is valid, but there's something wrong that's not, the price is not exactly the way it is, because
if it reaches more than the sixth or even the stomach.
L'chayra you're not allowed to be ma'ani even less than the sixth. So if it's something which lowers the value, if something which lowers the value, but it's less than a shtus, people are moichel it basically, afal pi kein, you would have to be megala that. If it's a mekach tois, if it's something which is mamish mevatel the sale, then, that's the chayim to be makbid. So I remember Lagabi Shaduchim, Rabbi Zimmerman, when he was here, he spoke about in Shaduchim what types of things do you have to say lechatchila, what types of things should you say after the third, fourth, fifth date, and what type of thing, right? So the way he was magdar it was things which are mekach tois type of information, which means the derech ha'olam would be that even if they would find out afterwards they would want to get out of the relationship, that you have to tell lechatchila.
In the beginning.
Those are, for example, apikarsis, the person has bad deis, or the person has internal machala, that, a disease that is not, possible to heal or whatever. And there's a third category. But something which is a lechatchila type of problem, but b'diavad you live with it, so that's what we're saying here also, that type of thing, that's more b'gedor, than mekachtois. So that type of thing, you don't have to tell them before you get started. You could tell them a little later. You can't close the deal until you tell them. But that would be the type of hakapada that we're talking about. Okay, now, so that's sivav, which is pretty straightforward. Okay, let's get into siv zayin. It's good. So siv zayin. Is a job complicated. So it says like this. Kol elokeach stam in elokeach el hadavar shalem yikol mum v'impirish ha-moicher v'omar amenas she'en atachoyzer alai b'mum. I'm selling it to you. Amenas she'en atachoyzer alai b'mum. If you find a mum, I don't want to hear from you. Harei zeh choyzer. You can go back and get the mum. Again, the person said, I'm selling to you this, and if there's a mum, I don't want to hear from you. And you say, okay. You go home and there's a mum, you're allowed to come back and be mevatel the sale. What happened to the tanai? What happened to the mechila? What happened to this mechila? At sheyafarish hamum sheyesh b'memchara. Unless you say specifically, what is the mum I'm referring to? You have to, right? Why? Or any mum, you have to specify the mum. You have to say the mum, any mum that would lower the value up to $10, up to $100. I want you to mekabel. Anything more than that, not. That's good. But if you just say, look, I don't care if there's a mum, I'm selling it to you, then it doesn't work. So why not? That's what I'm saying. It sounds like. Now, it depends. It could be what as is a type of sale that what you're saying is it's mutal on the lokeach, the responsibility to review the item. That's not really here. Over here, I'm selling it to you as though it's a perfect item, but if you end up finding a problem, don't come back to me. So now, the lokeach, what's pshat in this halacha? Pshat is that the lokeach says that the moicher is just trying to, smooth it over. Even if the moicher says, look, there's no movement, don't worry. He just thinks he's smoothing it over. Also, the sma brings, a whole arichus, the pshat in this halacha is because a person cannot be mekabel a davar she'ena mesuyim, and it can't be moichel on a davar she'ena mesuyim. That means you can't be mekabel something which is not defined. You can't say, hey, how are you? I'm here, and I'm going to buy this house, whatever price you tell me. Oh, and then you go into contract, you write a price, and say, oh, no, not that. Well, you told me any price. You can't be mekabel something which is not defined. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the Shitas HaRambam that holds you can't be mekabel something which is not defined, holds you can't be meichel something which is not defined. You can't just be meichel something and not define what you're being meichel. I'm meichel all mumen. No, you're not. It's not considered a mechila. But if you say I'm meichel any mumen up to 10% of the value, I'm meichel any mumen up to $100, so you've now defined your mechila, that works. But you can't come in and define and make an undefined mechila and say, therefore, it's going to work. Okay? So this is a very important halacha. So as is, I think it may be different. Because as is, we had before, that something which is the derech of the lokeach, the derech, the minig in the world is that the lokeach's responsibility is to check over the item. I don't think that's a mechila. That's a whole different idea. There what you're doing is you're saying it's the type of item that has movement. So that's probably different. And anything which we spoke out last week, which is the derech to review before you use it, that would be your responsibility to go ahead and check it. We spoke out last week, something which is not the derech, for example, certain types of soil tests, stuff like that, we spoke out last week, the whole story, certain types of soil tests, which is not the derech to do before you do that type of closing. So it's not the responsibility of the lokeach. If you would speak out and say, if you find in a soil test a problem, okay, so you're defining what I want you to be meichel. But you can't be meichel something across the board. That won't work in this case. Okay? Why? Sheha meichel tzarech leida ha-davar she-meichel lo-boi v'yifarish oisek ma-mefarish oina. You have to explain exactly what you're being meichel. Okay, so that's a very important principle. So I think as is really depends. What are you saying? Really, it depends what you're saying. I mean, it could be what you're saying is that I want you to check it out, and that it's your responsibility to look for the basic movement, and that's the derech ha'olam that in an as is sale, you're selling it. I want you to look it over, fine. But again, things which are not the derech ha'olam to check for in an as-is deal, those would still be mevatel the mekach because that was included in the mechila.
Even in as-is, how are you getting around the davar mesuyim, saying that he taka is mochel for it to be worth nothing?
Because what's happening over there is that you're saying that the mechila is because, not because I'm asking you to be mochel. The mechila is there's things that you could check for. So, by you not checking for those things, you're being meichel on the things that you could find, and you chose not to look for. So it is a shtickle more defined because you're saying there are things there that are visible to me. I could look at them now. I'm choosing not to be meichel, not to check them, and to be meichel.
And even in an as-is deal, you're only accepting things that are visible, things that are latent you can't really see. You're not makabel those.
Right. Is that true?
Real estate or commercial, you always say before is as is for the physical items, but things you cannot be able to find out, you make representations and you can go back for those.
Right. Right. So in other words, so I would say it's two pratim. One is it's possible to find out now, and it's also the derech to do in a basic walkthrough, whatever it is, whatever the understanding of the responsibility of the buyer is, which is the derech, that he's mechoyev to do. He doesn't do it, then he's being mechoyev, that beferish.
In Sfara, though, how does that work with not being able to be
mechoyev? It is mechoyev. There's things here that are on the table that it's not everything that, you know, it's all visible things. Okay, so it's a little more mugdar. It's the things that, it's the derech ha'ilam. Also, there's a list. The derech ha'ilam is to check the windows, the this, the that. There's a list on it, so you're not checking. You know, that we had last time. Okay?
So, you're selling a car, and it has a clunk every time you put it into gear. It makes a clunk. And you're selling it, and you say to the buyer, look, I recommend you get it checked by your mechanic, because I'm not a mechanic. I don't really know what the problem is. Do you have to disclose about the clunk? Or you can just say, hey, bring it to your mechanic.
It's something that in a normal pre-purchase check they would find.
Here, put the car in here.
You would drive it, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But he might not.
But what if sometimes? What happens if it's only that when it rains? You know those cars. When it rains, I had a car. When it rains, then you know you lose the power steering. You can't. You know, too much water gets in the system, and all of a sudden you can't. I say so that there's no way for him to know because maybe he took it out of the drive when it wasn't raining. Right.
But something that's obviously observable, you don't have to disclose.
If you speak it out and you say, "This is the, I want you to check it out by somebody," and there are things that he may find, then it's his mechila by not checking it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know, you're asking if you know certain things.
It makes a particular sense.
But if you know, you're supposed to be. You have to
if you know, but you're telling him to check it over.
I think you're supposed to be far.
What?
We have that. I think
so he has over here. He has over here a case. The Pesach Teshuva brings a case, and that if you know something, it could be you have to disclose. And here's the reason why. The case is like this: the Ramah over here is a very hard Ramah. It's a very shocking Ramah in a way. The Ramah says the following: Mocher le kli shel eitz. You sold someone a wooden kli. Okay, here's a styrofoam cup. Okay. This is a golden cup. I'm selling it to you for only 5 cents. Right? 5 cents, gold cup. So there's no way, no, I'm selling it to you for the value of styrofoam, but I'm telling you it's a gold cup. Then the guy, oh yeah, he buys it. Then he goes, Mekach Toys, it's not gold. But you told me it was gold. Yeah, I told you it was gold, but look, it's not. Hoyel v'alokeach chazilei. Since the lokeach could see it, matziyam le the toiv kishal zav amarti. I meant it's a have sentimental value like as if it was gold.
It's gold colored.
So that means that there's certain cases where the lokeach could say something, and it's still the moicher could say something, and it's still completely the responsibility of the lokeach to not fall for it hook, line, and sinker. They can't just take the moicher's word at face value. Look, it's not gold. What are you telling me? I meant, this is as chashev as gold. whatever. So, now, this Ramah could open up a lot of slippery slope for people, for moichrim to say things. And then all of a sudden, oh, I didn't mean that. Come on, look for yourself. It wasn't that, obviously. Right? Okay, that's a good point also. What happens if... See, here's where it's interesting. What happens if you say it's gold and it is gold-plated? Then the taka would be bekachtais. Because then the lokeach, you don't have the taina. The lokeach could say, I did see it. It looked like it was gold. Right? Now, it could be that, again, you would have to think about it. What if the derech olam is to check it by somebody first before you buy it? Maybe that falls on your responsibility. However, if you look in the Pesachei Teshuva here, I don't know what I copied or what I didn't copy. It could be the Pesachei Teshuva, it's already on the next page. Because it's a long Pesachei Teshuva and it goes on to the Amud Beis. So I don't think you have it. But the Pesachei Teshuva brings to the Shvus Yaakov. It brings a shy like this. Oidois Reuven Shaisla Tabas Mizuyefes. Reuven had a Mizuyef, a fake gold ring. What?
Counterfeit
gold ring. Ramle Shimon, Mechorli Tabazu. Shimon said, I want it. It looks like it's gold. Ramle Reuven, Eini Arev Lachashi Hitoiva. I don't know if it's good or not. I'm telling you right now, I don't want, I'm Eini Arev Lacha. I'm not guaranteeing the sale. Ki'ilu mistapik badavar. I don't want to guarantee the sale. I don't know where I got this ring from. I don't want to guarantee the sale. V'amalei Shimon, eini chavetz barvashach. I don't need your guarantee. It's poshut. V'konami menu. And then he found out that it's not gold. Reuven toyen shemoicholoi. Reuven said, you were moichol. You told me you didn't even want my guarantee. Even if I could give you a guarantee, you didn't want it. V'heishiv de poshut sham mekach bottle. So Shusyaka says the mekach is bottle. He could go back. Even though he told him, look, I don't know if it's gold or not. Umashamar Eini Chafitz Ba'ar V'Shulcha. Ah, he said, I don't need your guarantee. It's because, of course, I don't need your guarantee. If it's gold, I don't need your guarantee. And if it's not, I'm coming back anyway. That's what he meant. Raka kavana lefi she'ein tzorech la'arvas dim yimtza she'ein ha'oysa gam e'enoi e'ina oysoi gam b'loy arvas tzorech la'achzer le'ma'aysav. Upshita. Now he says, this is what has to do with what you said. Dim ha'moicher yada she'hi mezuyif va'asa atzma kimistapik da'avim mate'eyu gomor. Okay? So, when you're at fault, we don't allow the Lokech's ignorance to trump the Ramos, the deception of the seller. So when the seller knew for sure that it was counterfeit, and he comes and says, "Look, I don't know where I got it from. I don't want to take responsibility. Listen," so he throws in these lashonis. And he knows for sure, then the Shvus Yaakov says, I have no suffix in that case, that he could come back afterwards and say, look, I wasn't interested in this. He's only mistopic in a case where also the Moichar didn't know. So what that tells me is that those types of lashonis of, look, I don't know, could be, sometimes it clunks, whatever, check it out. If you know for sure, you have to tell him. And if he goes in kind of b'tmimus, then that will trump, that will be mevatel the deal. I do think that that's talking about a case where it's not the derech to check to see if it's just plated or full gold. If it's the derech, then you're back to that. Then by not checking it out, were moichel.
Anybody checks. If you go into a store and it says 14 karat gold,
right? You're gonna, and it looks gold, and it is gold on the outside. You're not going to assume otherwise. It's not the derech. He told you could be. Okay, could be. Doesn't matter. You knew for sure, and you fooled me. You didn't tell me.
I mean, it says 14K on the thing. I mean, right. You wouldn't buy it otherwise. So it's right. Clearly a counterfeit.
So that trumps the tmimus of the lokeach. Okay. However. What happens if the seller also didn't know? So the seller didn't know. He told you he didn't know. You don't know. No one really knows. And you find out later. But he told you l'chatchila he didn't know. But the derech is you don't check for this. So he doesn't say there the halacha clearly. The Shvus Yaakov. But he says at the end of the shtickel, okay. So the only way to get out of it would be to tell the guy straight out, there's for sure a problem here. Although, short of that, if you gave the impression, if you didn't tell the guy straight out, and it's not something that the derech is to check for, then he's going to have a tiny mekatosh, even if you told him it could be there's a problem. Okay? So I think that's the balance over here. It's something which everyone would be mevatel the sale for. It's something which you don't check for. He has reason to believe it's true, but he was told that it could be not true. Sounds complicated, but it's probably many cases that way. Right? No one wants to... No one wants to stay straight out. This is a problem. On the other hand, people kind of want to cover themselves, so they throw in this ambiguous lashon.
That's the litmus test. The fact that you're unwilling to say it straight out because you're afraid you're not going to buy it, in and of itself, is saying that I know there's an issue that people be mocked on.
Exactly. So if you know it was something, we got to say
hopefully I can get it slot. I can slide and I can tie it back. I kind of said this and that. So from the get-go, you're already playing a game, knowing that.
Right. That's your side. That's something something that you're not willing to disclose. There may be a reason for that. Something you're specific you should be disclosing. Probably you should be right. So, but that's what the Pesach Tshuva. So I think that Pesach Tshuva is very big yisoy. That's really what he's saying. That means that all the guarantees in the world and covering until you say it straight out, for sure the Shvus Yaakov says, if you knew about the problem, that would mivatel the sale. He comes out, even if you didn't know about the problem, it wouldn't. So I would say that the only time that you could really assume mechila is if you say straight out, any mum up to 10%, so now you took away the Einam Asuyim problem, okay? Any mum up to 10%, you took away the not Masuyim problem, or if it's a derech to check, which we had before last week. If the derech is to check, then, again, if you know, it could be you have to disclose, but if the derech is to check, it would be ultimately, if you didn't check, it would be considered a mechila. Now, by the way, the Beis Halevi asks a question, Al HaTorah. He says, according to this halacha that we just learned, so how are the Klai Yisrael able to say Nasa V'Nishma? They were being Mekabel something which is Einam Asuyim. They were Mekabel something which had no, they didn't know what they were getting into. So we just said, you can't be Meichel straight away, you can't be Mekabel straight up something until you know what it is. So how is Klai Yisrael able to say Nasa V'Nishma if they didn't know what they were being Mekabel? So in fact, the Beis Halevi, he brings this halacha. So he asks this kasha. So the Salevi says, Poshup Shat, you say, what's the difference between a Goy and a Yid? A Goy has 7 mitzvahs, and a Yid has 606 mitzvahs more. So a Yid has a lot more mitzvahs than a Goy. He says, no, it's the opposite. So the Yid, when we said Nasev Nishma, he said, there's one exception to this rule. There's one exception to this rule that you can't be Makabal something which is not Masuyim. Okay, and you have to Makabal something which is defined. Which is if you sell yourself as an Eved, you sell yourself as a slave, so you don't know what the guy's going to want from you, right? Is he going to want from you to sew the buttons back on his coat, or is he going to want from you to, you know, do slave labor? You don't know. But it's chal. But it works, right? You don't know what you're getting into. No, you got into one thing. The idea is that you're going to do the ratzon of the master. So he says, Klal Yisrael, they said, we're here to do the Ratzon Hashem. That works. Whatever Hashem's Ratzon is, we're going to do it. So he says that a Yid doesn't have 606 things more than a Goy. A Yid has 6 less than a Goy. A Goy has 7 individual mitzvahs. A Yid has 1 mitzvah, do the Ratzon Hashem. He says, we have one thing that we're doing. We're Mekabel one thing. So Mamela, a Goy, they would never Mekabel that. So they were told very specifically. But otherwise, Nasa V'Nishma wouldn't work. That's basically what he says, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so this I think is the general outcome of this. The Nesivus adds a point. He says that even according to the Shitas that hold, that you could sometimes be Meichel a davar she'ena mesuyim. Okay? You could sometimes be moichal davar she'ena mesuyim. However, in this case you can't, because the derech of a person is that a mum is a defect in the problem, in the product, a mum is a very personal thing. You could say, I'm really low maintenance, I don't care what it is. And then you see it, oh man, that, no, I'm not. There's a certain threshold that everybody has that they're not willing to accept certain things. So when it comes to a mum in a defect in a product, it's not just about the money. It's about the quality of the product. So therefore, there's no expectation that you could just be Michael straight away everything. Because so even the shittas that hold sometimes, you could be Michael, look, I'm Michael, whatever it is. But when it comes to, that's only monetary. When it comes to a mum, you can't expect someone to be makabel a mum that they don't know what it is. And therefore, everybody agrees to this halacha that you never give up your rights to be mevatel the sale unless you know what it is. When you give it a monetary value, you know what it is.
So that also sounds like a mum is a personal type issue versus a functionality item.
I mean,
it changes how it also because now it's more subjective instead of objective. Before we're saying,
well, I know is very objective. No, he's saying.
But movement is really, sugya movement is really more subjective.
Well, we said that movement over here has to do with the derech ha'olam. But he's saying,
it's an objective.
Right, no, there is an objective. But the threshold of to say, I'm moichel, said people are not moichel movement. That's really what he's saying. People are not moichel movement as much. They think they are, but until they see it, they're really not. So even the shittas that say you will be moichel mamoin, but you're not going to be moichel movement. And that's sugyas in Kiddushin and in Ksuvis, that people are not moichel movement.
That's a broad stroke. It depends on the person. Most people might say, for this moment, it's just not worth schlepping dealing with it, where you'll have a small percentage that says, no, this bothers me tremendously. It's the one thing I notice every single time.
Right. So if there's a moment, if there is a moment that the threshold is, that the whole oilam is makbid on it,
you're not
mocking
that, but you are.
No. We already said before, it goes by the derech ha'olam.
I know that. So then we're going back and forth, objective, subjective.
No. You're saying, what happens if I have... No, but it's not considered a mum in the mekach. You have a personal issue that doesn't give you a tain of mekach tois. I made a valid sale.
Mekach. If you spoke it out like a tchila, I don't want an offense this mum, then it would
correct, yeah. Right. You don't have a rizchos to mevatel the mekach on your own personal subjective mum that you created and no way that no one's it's not the derech ha'olam to be makbid on it.
Unless you speak it out. So you have to speak it out.
You're saying if the svara is I know das, I personally have no das over here. But when you're going into a sale, you're going into sell al das the whole oilam unless you speak out otherwise. You're not neman to come tell me afterwards, oh yeah, but yeah, I don't like this thing. Right? It's like saying, you know, it's the whole thing about when you're driving a car. So, can you sue someone when you got into an accident to their insurance? Is it our car? It's not. So, a lot of the places can say, when you're driving a car, it's kilo an unspoken thing. You're going to go, I'm allowing you to make a claim on my insurance. There's certain, when you're going into a sale, you're going in al derech of, you're going in to feed the derech oilam. You're allowed to say otherwise. Okay? Okay. The whole next set of halachas, this ches tesir, really what I want to get into, I'll give a hakdama to it now, but we're not going to get to it till next week, is the whole set, next set of halachas is what happens if, we touched on it, but what happens if the value of the item is no longer... The seller doesn't have any value left in the item. So, by the time you return it to the seller, it's not going to have value to him. Now, we spoke about, like, you found the fish fat, or Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, but here the case was that you did something to the item that because of what you did, now he cannot use it anymore. But, on the other hand, you could have only found out the mum by doing that. So, let me give you an example. There's like 5-6 examples, and then in halacha there's a lot of examples. Okay, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is going to be, you bought an animal, you shechted it, and you found that it was a treifa. Now you're giving it back to him. It's mekach tois. Hold on, you're giving me back this meat. What am I going to do with this? I'm going to sell it to a guy for a little bit of money. If you wouldn't have shechted it, I could have kept the animal and used it as an animal to plow or whatever to do something with. So now you want to get back your full money, but you killed my animal.
Yeah, but that case, there's always an implied risk when you buy a head of cattle. Even in the shlachta, the cattle that is actually can be considered the goylik, and it's 100% a lot kosher, but deals with a very, very small percentage.
Right, okay, so we're going to get... So the Shulchan Aruch is mechalak between those two types of treifas. Sircha is not sircha. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is mechalak. But the point of the halacha of the case is to bring out a nekuda that if the lokeach damaged the moicher's item, but he kind of had the... And that's the only way he found out about the mum, does he still have the right to return it? So, for example, you open up a food package and... It's spoiled. Well, if it's spoiled, then regardless, they don't have any value in it. But some of it is spoiled. Or, you like the case we had before, you opened up the shirt and it's not the size that you thought, or is there something wrong with it? Or, the case that I saw brought down is you had a sefer, you wrote your name in the sefer, and you had some notes in it. Then later on in the sefer, you find half the pages are missing. So now, you already wrote in the sefer. You're going to give it back to him. What's he going to do with it? And what's he going to do with it anyway? You know, yeah, I guess he gets to give it back to the original person. There's what? Right, right. There's cases where the Shulchan Aruch brings a case where you buy fabric, and you know, you wanted higher quality fabric, you realize it's lower quality. He could sell it as lower quality, but you cut it up into shapes already. Now you can't sell it even as a lower quality fabric. Okay, so what happens when there's a shinui to the value of the chefetz? Can you go ahead and return the item? You used it a little bit, and then you realize there's a problem. Now you can only sell it as a used item, can't sell it as a new item. Even if you would fix the problem, or something like that. Okay, so that's going to be the sugya for Mitzvah Shem for next week. Next week, regular shir by Mitzvah Shem, okay? Shkoyach.